You are listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
Hello, Scott Pridemore here with Mike Hagee for another episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Today, we welcome Tara Lane with Fox 46 Chief Meteorologist. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. Glad to be here today.
It's totally our pleasure. So I woke up this morning, take the dogs for a walk. It was about 5:15, stepped out, and I thought, wow, it really is starting to feel like fall.
It really does.
I mean, you had a little bit of a nip in the air. It's so welcome. I love this time of year. In fact, not only the weather, but, you know, college and pro football mm-hmm. and best time of the year for sports, getting into baseball playoffs. But anyway, enough about that. Let's talk to Tara about her day-to-day as being the chief meteorologist at Fox 46. How did you get started in meteorology?
Meteorology, right? Okay. Yeah. Thank you. It goes way back to when I was 8 years old. We lived briefly. I grew up mainly in the suburbs of DC. Woodbridge, Virginia is where I was mainly born and raised. Besides 1 year, a little over a year, we spent in Memphis, Tennessee with my dad's job. And during that time, it was the night before Easter, our house was hit by a tornado.
Oh,
and
wow.
So that was one of those situations where it basically scarred me for life. I was terrified of storms as a kid, and one of those things that just stays with you. And so from that point on TV, that's when the Weather Channel was just starting up on cable. And so I started tuning in, and I would just be glued to the weather forecast whenever I would see it would come on, because I wanted to make sure that that wasn't going to happen again, or I would want to know if something like that was going to happen again.
Wow.
And so it just became a hobby, I guess, tracking weather, following weather, just being fascinated, walking outside and looking at the clouds and sky. And it just stuck with me. Of course, went through high school. I ended up going to East Carolina University to college. I studied communication, Spanish, a little bit of meteorology sprinkled in, graduated from there. And then I went to Mississippi State for my meteorology training, just to complete that, get a little more education with that. And yeah, that's basically where I started. I graduated from ECU. I got my first job at a TV station there, WITN, the NBC station, and completed my work there. My husband moved to Charlotte, and then I moved to Charlotte, and we've been here ever since. And
wow.
And it's been great. There's a reason we've stayed here for so long.
Oh,
it's such a great spot, such a great area.
So glad to have you here. And winters from DC and Charlotte, a little bit different, huh?
A little bit different. I'll tell you what, back in the day growing up and in the early 80s, we got a lot. It feels like we got a lot more snow. We would be building forts and things like that. Of course, here in the Charlotte area, it's rare to get a snow like that. Of course, people who are listening who have lived here long enough know that every once in a while we get those hefty snows,
yep.
10, maybe close to even 20 inches in spots. But most of the time it's a year, kind of like last year where we had just over 3 inches of snow. And that was mainly that one episode in December. And then we get a couple of flurries sprinkled in here and there and maybe some ice storms occasionally, but nothing too bad.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So we were talking just before coming on air about how a lot of people that we help relocate, being a real estate company, do choose Charlotte based on the climate in relation to where they're moving from. And that's a big draw for people. So with regard to, I have a question. So how is there such a distinction from, let's say, like uptown, north of uptown, or like, let's say, Huntersville, Cornelius, Mooresville, versus south of uptown? Why is there such a distinct line? In the few winter weather episodes that we've had recently, I remember I talked to Mike and he'd say, yeah, we got 5 inches of snow on the ground and we're looking at like wet rain. You know, how does that happen?
That's the thing. In the years of living here and forecasting weather, it seems like that I-40 corridor, so running through Statesville and Hickory and up toward the Greensboro area, that's always the dividing line that sets up between that rain or rain snow mix and then more snow than anything else that usually stays to the north. And I'll tell you what, it's just, it's a combination of things. It's the mountains, of course, to our west that can sometimes have a lot to do with it, because we get the colder air that banks up against the mountains, and then that influences our temperatures during the day. And sometimes, I mean, it can make for wild temperature days and really tough forecasting too, where the mountains could actually be warmer than the Charlotte area on some days, if that type of situation develops. But it's just, we have to have all the right ingredients in place with, we're kind of in the middle of the East Coast, so we need to have enough Gulf moisture coming up and enough cold air funneling down from the north to have that hefty snow that to develop or an ice situation. So it just depends on how all those
situations. Yeah. No matter how prepared you are, there's no way to really fully prepare.
It'll wreak havoc on your home. And certainly if you've ever had a frozen pipe or been around.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if a lot of folks know how to prep for winter here. You know, we don't necessarily know what to do with it when it comes around. So I feel like there's a lot more conversation around those times.
Yes.
Just to remind people what they should be doing to prepare for winter.
Yeah, they should. You have to think about, okay, what happens, for instance, when you're driving around or if you get stuck in the ice or in snow. So you have to have that car kit, handy, things like that, you know, just a blanket or something just in case you're stuck on the side of the road for a little while and just a few extra supplies in the car. And as far as your house, I would say during winter weather, you do need to just check everything, make sure everything's up and running, your heating system, and like you said, the pipes. And that's why when there's frost or freeze warnings, things like that issued, we say check your pipes or protect your pipes, run the water, you know, to a little trickle and just to make sure those pipes don't freeze at night in those situations. And usually we have enough advance warning to let people know about those.
You're really good at that.
Yeah. And get your bread and milk.
Exactly.
It's a running joke.
Bread and milk.
So do you guys remember, maybe it's been 5 or 6 years ago, that snow event in Atlanta when it happened sort of right around like 3 or 4 o'clock in the middle of the day. And everybody left downtown at the same time. So really having a kit in the car, that's a case in point why you need to be prepared. You know, even, you know, here in Charlotte, it could happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as we get into winter, what should we expect? Is there any relevance to I'm hearing people say that the more precipitation we might get throughout a summer relates to how cold it might be in the winter?
Yes, there's lots of different things going around. Of course, people look at the Farmer's Almanac and they say, oh my goodness, it's going to be a colder winter. We're going to get more snow than usual. Yeah. I would say at this point, just because overall we've been trending warmer, I mean, all over the globe. And just like last year, we were forecasting a wetter than normal winter, which is how it turned out to be. However, warmer than average winter. So that means we were going to get not as much snow, but more rain or ice than anything else. And that's actually how it turned out. I mean, we had a ton of rain last February and some really wet periods in there. And then just that one little snow in early December. So I would say at this point, and there's more forecasting that we are going to do, and we'll have our official winter forecast on Fox 46 Charlotte probably sometime next month, or rather in November, probably is when we put that out. But we'll all come up with our team of meteorologists. We'll have our individual predictions on how much snow we think we're going to get. And we've been pretty accurate.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, that's always a question I always have in terms of accuracy when it comes to forecasting. Uh-huh. Is there track data that says, you know, we're on average like 98% accurate?
Yeah, well, yes, and we can do that. There's different programs where we can punch in the numbers and just to see how accurate we really have been. And as far as looking at past and how we come up with those predictions, we'll look at, for instance, last year, say it was a weak El Nino or La Nina year. We can look at past years where it was that type of setup, that type of weather pattern, and we can see, okay, so how much snow did we get in that type of pattern? How much rain did we get? Was it warmer? Was it colder than normal? And so that's some of the data that we look at to come up with our predictions. So, yeah.
It's fantastic. So, Ohio winters versus North Carolina winters, you spent some time in Ohio. What generally is the range for, in fact, we have a lot of clients that move from Ohio or Midwest.
Yes.
What differential in temperatures do you see for, let's say, the Charlotte region versus areas in Ohio.
I'll tell you what, you wouldn't think that just being seven and a half hours away, which we were in Columbus or in the on the outskirts of Columbus, that it would be that much of a difference. But it is that much of a difference. Yeah. I mean, the 1 year and 3 months that we spent there, we had over 30 inches of snow that winter. It wasn't in one hefty, you know, one episode. It was spread out throughout the winter. But still, it was plenty of snow and plenty cold, too. There were several days where it was highs in the single digits, and you just don't usually get that here. The coldest average high that we have here for Charlotte is in January. That's about 50 degrees. Of course, we have days that are colder than that, if we have snow on the ground or things like that. And the coldest low, the coldest average low is 29, also in January. So you go up into the Midwest, different parts of the country, the average, the coldest average high can be 25 degrees in January. So we have a pretty good climate here.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. We got to love the Charlotte weather, let's face it. So what do you love most about living here in Charlotte?
I just love how I remember when I first moved here, just being fascinated by the fact that it was, it's obviously a large city. And this was back in 2001. So it's grown so much more even since then. But at the same time, you go just outside of uptown, you're driving through Myers Park or Dilworth and all the beautiful trees lining the streets. And it feels like you're, you go from uptown, tall buildings, boom, just a, you know, a couple minutes drive, and it feels like you're driving through a small town. And also just all the different smaller cities and towns outside of Charlotte, too. We live up in Cornelius, and you have a nice downtown, and so many of these areas are kind of revitalizing their downtowns with shops and restaurants, breweries, and things like that. And so there's, it seems like there's always something to do. Great schools, great for the kids. There's so many different activities. And it's just great being in Charlotte, knowing that you can take a quick little trip to the mountains, hour and a half, 2 hours away.
Sure.
Or you can head to the beach, three, four, 4.5 hours away.
Absolutely. That's your pitch for Charlotte is what we tell people all the time.
Come
but
to
it
Charlotte.
Means matter means more coming from Tara, right?
Yeah. Exactly right.
Well, good.
So what do your kids love about Charlotte?
They love actually going, they love their schools, first of all, but then they love taking the little trips around. Like this weekend we were talking about going apple picking or going to the pumpkin patch and things like that. Even though they're teenagers now, they still think back to those times when we would take the quick trip to Blowing Rock or go to the pumpkin patch or go apple picking, and they still want to do it. So they really do love all the different activities around.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's definitely a plethora. Being in Huntersville in the Lake Norman area, there's definitely lots to do in the city, outside the city. And certainly we have a lot of folks that relocate here that talk about the weather and the climate. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, since you've come packed with stats, do you have like the hottest day it's ever been versus the coldest day?
I do. I was actually looking back. We had several days where we got up to 104. Back in 07, I don't know if you remember that. We had
scorching.
Yeah, scorching heat. We were in a drought, a terrible drought. Right now, even though it's been a really hot summer, really hot September, we don't have any official drought conditions. I mean, obviously, we've been abnormally dry, but that's why we sometimes like to see maybe leftovers from a tropical system coming in. We get some good rain from that. And like last year we had Florence. We're far enough inland to where we don't usually get major impacts from a tropical system, but we can get some of that good leftover rain. But yeah, that would definitely help with the heat in those 104 degree days. So yeah, we did get up to 104 back in 07. And then just back in 2012, actually, we had a few 104 degree days. So we all know, it can get hot here in the Carolinas, and it can stay hot for a little while, even through October, November. It can still be well into the 70s and even around 80. But we do get those nice, cool fall days like today sprinkled in.
We sure do. It's not quite like the dirty South, like, going a little further down to Georgia. I'm always from Miami. So it's like that muggy, really humid heat. We have days like that, but then we balance it, I feel like, with a nice moderate temperatures year round.
Exactly. And people move here because they want to, say, from Florida to experience the four seasons, because we do get all four seasons. Sure. And so that's why it's another reason why it's a great place to live.
Absolutely. So is it anyone's guess when they should go ahead and aerate and oversee their lawns? Because you don't want to do it too early because it'll just, they won't germinate, right? You know, you got to keep it watered, you know, and you kind of want Mother Nature to do her part. So,
and cooler temperatures. That's a good point, too, because we're actually getting ours done in a couple of weeks.
Okay. They I'm going to sign on with what you're doing.
We just need to get some rain in here. And
Definitely. So so what are you looking forward to most next year?
Next year, well, I'm looking forward to, as far as the weather or
whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It could be anything, you know.
Oh,
it could be a vacation for all, you know.
Tell you what.
Let's talk about it.
Next year, it's going to be a great year.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to taking some vacations at some point. Nice. The kids are going through high school, so my daughter, she will be a junior next year. And so we'll probably
daughter
be...
will be a junior as well next year.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So we'll be maybe looking at some colleges a little more.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, that's big.
I know. And that's another good thing, too, just talking about colleges. I mean, there's so many great schools around here, too. So definitely. You don't have to go too far.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to be pushing her to be a pirate or, you know?
I'll just let her go where she wants to go.
Yeah. East Carolina University pirate.
Thanks for clarifying for those that may not. The fact is that the folks may listen that aren't familiar with the colleges of Carolina.
Right.
But
that's a great school.
Good. Oh yeah, absolutely. That's right. That's right.
Some of our team members are
ECU grads.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, good. Well, Tara, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you being here, and we look forward to watching your forecast as often as possible. And
that's right.
And you're on what time do you generally air on
5, 6, and 10 o'clock? Okay. So we have a 5 o'clock show, 6 o'clock show, and then 10 o'clock.
Wow, fantastic!
Monday through Friday.
Well, thank
Monday
you for all you do, and. Helping us be up to date with what we should wear from day to day. And, you know, I got your app on my phone, so I'll continue to check it out to make sure I dress appropriately. You never know, you're living in here in Charlotte, right?
Oh, yeah. And you go from wearing the sweatshirts in the morning and then you break out the shorts in the afternoon.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if folks want more information, certainly they go to Fox 46. Also probably find you on social.
That's right. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, Tara Lane Fox 46.
Nice.
Yeah. Snapchat also. Put some snaps on there every once in a while.
Wow. Your daughter's proud of you.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, I love that.
I got to keep up with the teens.
Definitely. do they, your kids, are they impressed by your celebrity status?
They're so-so. I think they're just kind of used to it at this point because...
I'm sure. I'm sure they're like, mom's just mom, right?
Yeah. I'm going out to do this, sweetie. Oh, okay. Whatever.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, good. Tara Lane with Fox 46, Chief Meteorologist. Thank you, Tara, for being here today.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Mike Hagee, I'm Scott. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Have a great day.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at PrideMoreProperties.com.